This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The implications of the coronavirus pandemic touches all parts of our lives, and that does include public safety. As we move through the outbreak and its health and societal impacts, we've been checking in weekly with the Washtenaw County Sheriff for updates on law enforcement in our community. Joining us on the WEMU line again today is Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Has the sheriff's office been able to avoid major disruption due to the health of its deputies and staff?
We've tried to implement as many infection mitigation processes as possible, supplying our staff with PPE, reminding them of all of the CDC guidelines around risk mitigation, maintaining physical distance, altering a little bit how we deliver services, checking on our staff, so everybody has to do an assessment every day, trying to respond as little different challenges present themselves and putting the right protocols in place.
Has COVID-19 touched the inmate population as of yet?
Yes, it has. Last week, we had an individual who tested positive. He was immediately released by the court to someone else in his family, and then we partnered again with public health and started the contact tracing to determine what other incarcerated individuals he made close contact with, what staff he made contact with. And we already have protocols in place. We have isolation cells, quarantine cells, and we also have what we call precautionary observation cells. So we really just started locating different incarcerated individuals in those locations and putting staff off who had been identified as having close contact with that individual.
Now that we know there has been potential exposure within those walls, has there been an increased emphasis on garnering access to testing and quicker results to prevent further spread?
Yeah, so we, our medical contract providers, so we have 24/7 medical care, has indicated to us that they have now secured a source for testing. So my hope is starting this week, we'll start to get tests available. And those that are exhibiting symptoms, we can test those folks immediately and take the appropriate steps. I just want to mention the inmate population. So the population as of yesterday was down to 172.
It hasn't been that low in years, has it?
It hasn't been that low since I've been affiliated with the Sheriff's Office, which is over 30 years.
That is obviously something that we can consider moving forward, and I want to come back to as we get towards the end of our conversation. We are talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on 89.1 WEMU. Overall, what have you seen happen with the crime rate in the county? Has there been any fluctuation?
So we've seen a reduction in activity. So the information we get from Metro Dispatch, which we cover about 93% to 94% of the emergency calls in the county, is that the calls for service have gone down dramatically. Officer initiated activity has gone down. What we are concerned about, and I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, David, is are the incidents of domestic violence.
It's going up across the country.
Yes, yes. And we're starting to see that here in Washtenaw County. And we're working with Safe House and that organization to make sure, especially as people get considered for early release, that we put the right measures in place to protect the survivors. We think that's incredibly important. The other crime I just want to make sure we touch on is we're also very concerned about child abuse.
Right.
So, everybody's under that roof. They can't get away from each other, and you can anticipate incidents of violence in the household becoming more prevalent, which is also a challenge to first responders. We know that oftentimes, If there is an injury to a first responder, it's in those kind of domestic situations. So we really need to be aware of that.
So when we talk about early release of inmates and putting people in potentially precarious positions and some already existing in those positions, what services are available for those being released to make sure that we don't see a high level of recidivism as we move through this process?
Well, we've always had in place very active and aggressive reentry. So for folks that normally get out, we have an interdisciplinary team of human services providers, mental health providers, physical health providers that we work with the individuals around a discharge plan, so what we call a warm handoff. So they release from the facility to someone else to help address those root cause issues. Those systems are still in place, but quite frankly, they're a skeleton because a lot of people are working remotely. Some of those human services organizations are really stretched around responding to the other COVID-19. So the architecture is still in place. The challenge is, especially with the speed that we're releasing folks, is to try to make sure when folks get released, we've already done the assessment of what their challenges are, and we connect them to the appropriate resource. That's going to continue to be a challenge.
For some time to come, I would imagine. This is WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. The extended stay-at-home orders, anxiety about health, finance, absence of normalcy are great individual and societal stressors. I imagine even more so for those in your profession. So how are you keeping up morale and providing support to those in the sheriff's office who are working extended hours, long hours, and in the worst of circumstances?
So our staff has been tremendous. We have tried to provide support. We have worked to put in place, you know, child care is a big issue. School's out, but their schedules have stayed the same, or they've been expanded because we've moved to 12-hour shifts pretty much throughout the organization. So we are working right now to put a grants process in place. We've just done a survey. We're waiting for the results. So staff that are challenged around child care and the increased economic strain associated with child care, we're looking to see if we can provide economic support for them to help support now this increased cost. We've also have, Washtenaw County has been great in terms of two hotels. The Marriott in Ypsilanti and Weber's Inn have been gracious enough to open their doors to first responders. So those individuals that are out in the field every day but do not want to bring whatever they may have back home have the choice of securing a room at one of those two locations. And the cost of being covered by the county. So, and I've tried to do at least a weekly video update to staff. We know that in the absence of facts, misemerge, fear, panic, uncertainty, that's what really cripples an organization. So our ability to give our staff continual information, here's what we're doing, why we're doing it, what are your burning issues, what are your burning questions, how do we respond to those questions as fast as we can to ease their anxiety as best we can, so they can still concentrate on their family and delivering services. And if I may, Dave, for 10 quick seconds, we're also trying to do that in the community. So I thank you for giving me a platform to share information. But we're also doing a Facebook Live this evening from 6 o'clock to 7:30, where we're bringing in the director of mental health, the PIO for public health, somebody from Ann Arbor City. And we're actually going to give some time to one of our staff members who's infected by COVID-19 and is going through the recovery process. He spoke this past Saturday at an MBK event, and his story is powerful. So I would hope people would tune in because I think his story reminds people of the importance of maintaining social distance and doing the things to keep us all safe.
I think that's great. Again, that is going to be a Facebook Live through the Sheriff's Facebook page, 6 to 7:30 tonight, and sounds like none of us should miss it. Sheriff Clayton, what are you learning about your department that perhaps you didn't know before or had overlooked?
I don't know if it's anything I overlooked. I think what it is so this is a test, and we talked about this maybe a couple weeks in, that we are built for this. And what I mean by that is all the work we've done to put in the right strategies, putting the right people in the right places at the right time, the way we think about things, being strategic, and having the ability to look at the immediate and also plan for the long term. And our staff's ability, flexibility, and continued commitment to delivering service has been amazing to me. So we always felt that this was who we were, but it's situations like this, you know what they say, character is revealed in adversity, not built. Well, this has revealed the character of the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office, and I got to tell you, David, I couldn't be prouder.
And, you know, you have for long times pushed for reforms in the criminal justice system, and it is highlighting this COVID-19 pandemic, some of those issues. So when all is said and done, and we get to the other side of coronavirus, a lot of the adaptations we've made now could become a part of the new normal, if we so desire. What philosophies and methodologies can you see carrying forward in the law enforcement field?
So I'm glad you asked that question, and we said this a couple of times. Let's look at the decisions we're making now. So the philosophies around, let's make sure we're not setting up this either-or proposition where the criminal justice system can either be equitable or effective. And it's always been an argument. Well, for us to be most effective and to keep the community safe, we have to do these things that under a more intense microscope, we find that there are inequities in the process. And what I believe this starts to reveal is that we should be as equitable a process. As a matter of fact, we're safer, we're stronger, we're more sustainable community when there's equity and fairness in the entire process. So think about this, David. Our population is 172. It is less than half of what it was last year. My belief is we have not made the community less safe. We've done all the risk mitigation. We've done the assessments. We've done the things to identify the level of dangerousness of people that we're letting out. And the other thing that we know, too, is if we do not address root cause issues and connect people to the right resources that impact behavior that sometimes lead to involvement in the criminal justice system, we'll go right back to where we were.
Our time together is at an end for the day, but let's promise you and I to continue talking about equity moving forward because it is vitally important.
Thank you, David, for your time.
That is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.